Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TJ, are you teaching your children about good music, or are you leaving it to their own accord?
I would like to believe that I expose them to several different genres. And yeah, there's a lot of music in my house for sure.
That's one thing I've always given my mom credit for. Like, she screwed me up in a lot of ways, but man, she gave me an appreciation of a broad spectrum of music. And I was reading this thing yesterday. I was talking about the young people, how they recognize songs from past decades better than they do contemporary modern music from their time. And I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. And I started to think, back at Christmas when I took my RV trip with my nephew, who's 12, okay? We're going down the road, you know, 71 in Ohio, and he's like, I need to charge my phone. So he plugs his phone into my dashboard, right? Mm-hmm. So my stereo picks it up and just starts playing the music on his phone. And it's like Toto, Billy Joel, and all the, like, just this obscure, like the Scorpions, Wind of Change. I'm like, how do you even know this band? And it's like Elvira, the Beach Boys. And I'm like, dude, you're 12. What do you listen to the Beach Boys for? He's like, I like that. I'm like, okay. Yeah. He loves all that crap. Not that it's crap, but
right.
The older stuff.
Sure.
My son was always that way. In fact, even now, he says, hey, Dad, when you hear a song you like and you think I'll like it, just add it to my playlist. He gave me his password. So add it to my playlist on Spotify. So he embraces the music of 40.
Yeah, but he's 30.
Well, but this goes back to when he was a kid.
I'll say I've seen it for myself, though. Yeah. These cheerleading competitions that I go to, there's a certain amount of time where there's hundreds and hundreds of cheerleaders, high school age and below, and they have to wait for the judges' results. So the DJ plays music.
Yeah.
And they stand in their little dance and they dance. And they get excited. It's the Toto Africa song. Love that song. They dance to Journey. It's all the older stuff. And that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, how do these kids know this?
Well, maybe it's finally caught up. Maybe the new stuff is crap. You know, every generation says it.
Our music was way better.
And maybe it's finally, they're just like, well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It was.
Toto is the best.
I don't know, but that's a bit of a leap.
I know, but they love it.
94092 is our studio text line. We're having a little conversation about exposing your kids to good music. Some people texted in. This one says, my sons are 19 and 23, and they did the very same thing. Their tastes are very eclectic, and one of them even listens to music from the 40s. Now, come on. That's the cutoff.
No, I have a kid who loves, like, that 90s swing music. She loves, Squirrel Nut Zippers, Cherry Poppin' Daddies. You know, there was a little...
The soundtrack to Swingers?
Yes! So she does like that.
Remember Brian Setzer Orchestra back in the 70s and 80s? That was kind of swing stuff.
It just
goes back.
The 40s. Like the 50s, I'll give it to you. I don't know. Just something about the 40s. The perception of something from the 40s.
Like my birth in 1949?
Oh, I wasn't going. That's not where I was going, Steve.
I know that.
Where they just hit a rock with sticks.
This one says, my family has nights where we just sit in front of the TV and play music videos from all genres, and the kids get exposed to obscure stuff from our college days.
Oh, boy.
And they enjoy it. You know, I was thinking as we were listening to Russell Dickerson there, and I'm just thinking about, you know, even the today's country artists like Florida Georgia Line. And, you know, some of their stuff is, you know, it's non-traditional, but there's a place for it. And I just think, how did we get there? And I'm like, well, Tyler Hubbard's mom's probably my age. So when he was coming up, she was listening to George Strait, then Paperboy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably what he was exposed to. And then those two just meld together. And then we get all these Spellin' songs we got today. And by the way, that Toto song you said the kids love, TJ, I guess Weezer did a remake of that.
Yes.
And that's what they're listening to, not your grandma
but
version.
But still, Weezer. Like,
yeah.
Unravel My Sweater. Yeah, sweater like,
don't tell the kids. It's called Undone.
Undone,
don't tell
yeah.
the kids, but that, like, Weezer was cool for us.
Yeah.
When they first started. So I think it's cool that they're still listening to them. Today's mainstream music is crap. I was born in 86. I listen to country and classic rock. Mm. Yeah.
Then you have my kid who listens to nothing but Fish all day.
Mm. Yeah, I'll admit, when Bust a Move comes on, though, my kids are like, okay.
It's garbage.
This is Mom. Stop being so old.
I remember thinking.
Stop being old.
I remember being as a kid thinking, like when we're elderly, are we going to be sitting around in our group home, like,
rocking out to Bust a Move?
Yeah, like listening to Young MC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.